AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Law enforcement officers are investigating a report of a shot being fired at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Jerry Boatlander with more.
Police in Montgomery County, Maryland, just north of the nation's capital, have been checking on the report by a 911 caller who said they heard a shot inside Building 1 on the sprawling campus. Police so far have not confirmed the report. The Navy's website says the campus is on lockdown and personnel are sheltering in place. A main road that passes in front of the medical center has been closed. This follows by just a few days the report of a shooting at the Washington Navy Yard, which turned out to be unfounded. Jerry Boatlander, Washington.
South Carolina State Senate has begun debate on bills demanding the removal of the Confederate battle flag from the State House grounds. Democratic State Senator Vincent Shaheen says South Carolina could set a racial example for the rest of the nation to follow.
If you don't believe that we still have a problem with a culture of division in this state right now and across the South and, of course, across the country, but I'm worried about my home.
Demands for the flag to come down increased after 9 blacks were shot to death inside Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. Later this afternoon, President Obama meets with his national security team at the Pentagon. Sagar Meghani is there.
The president's rare visit here comes after U.S.-led coalition aircraft carried out a wave of strikes on militants in Syria, enabled, Pentagon Chief Ash Carter says, by Kurdish forces taking on Islamic State fighters.
It's the success on the ground of the Kurds that explains the uptick over the last few days.
Training more local forces to carry out the ground fight has been an issue for the U.S. The president's due to meet with the heads of the U.S. Central and Special Operations Commands, among others. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 37. The Nasdaq has lost 14, and the S&P 500 is off by 6. This is AP Radio News. Now that Greek voters have rejected a financial bailout plan, officials in Athens say they are moving immediately to negotiate a new deal. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says the Greeks are in serious financial trouble.
They now have close to 300 billion euro, which is closer to $350 billion in debt, which is a lot for a population of 9 to 10 million people.
Man accused of killing a New Orleans police officer was in court today.
Police say Travis Boies shot and killed Officer Daryl Holloway despite being handcuffed in the back of a police vehicle while being taken to jail. Authorities say Boies managed to get his cuffed hands from behind him to the front and shoot the officer. They're investigating where he got the gun and have said it was not the officer's weapon. Boies then managed to crawl into the front seat of the vehicle and escape. He was caught a day later after an intense manhunt. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.